You're listening to Faith Conversations. Today, my guest is Kim Meyer. She is the communications director at Granger Community Church, but also has worked in the marketplace and the whole area of communication and advertising, something that we should all be interested in, which is more effective communication today. Her book is called Less Clutter, Less Noise, and you can find out more about it and her at her website, kemmeyer.com, kemmeyer.com. Kim, picking up on what you just said, one of the statements in your book is treat people as if they're smart. What do you mean by that?
Well, I think, oh my gosh, I'm just as guilty too. I'm telling you, I'm not speaking about all these principles as if I don't break the rules every single day, because we all get caught up in our own content because we believe in it. And then we just push it out there. And we skip that last step where it's like, no, wait, before I just send this out here, however I send it out, whether it's an email or it's a billboard or it's a brochure or it doesn't matter, whatever medium I'm using, a website, after I've pulled together all my content and I think I've got it all done, there's a next step. It's for me to put myself in somebody else's shoes. And I know several years ago, there was a new technology tool that came out, this thing called VoiceShot. I don't know if you've heard of it or I don't know if you've ever used it, but basically it was a way that for free, you could record a message and then just spam everybody with this recorded message in your database. And so that word kind of got around the church to all these different ministry leaders. And they were all using it to get out the message because they think they're being helpful. So I kind of had to have a sit down and kind of remind people, all right, think back to when you were in sixth grade. Do you remember when you went from elementary school to junior high? When you went from having one teacher that nurtured you, took care of you, to junior high where you had six teachers, six subjects, six different expectations you were trying to meet. Do you remember that one teacher who would give you like 3 hours worth of homework as if you had no other classes? Do you remember that feeling? And almost everybody could. Yes, it was so frustrating because I had other classes. I had a life, but this teacher acted as if I was only, and I was like, that's what we're doing as a church. Picture that member that you think you're helping when you're spamming them with this voice shot or you're sending 14 different mailings from the church a week from different ministries. Think about them. They're running late. They're not meeting their deadlines at work. There's layoffs. They're trying to hurry to the daycare to pick up their kid before it closes. And they barely make it. They get home. Dinner's not made. The dog has peed on the floor. They're getting disconnect notices in their mailbox. And they're just trying to survive the pressure of life. How is the church helping them? By voice shotting them. You know, and I think that is a really missed component when it comes to communication, is that we don't take that extra step to just stop and say, all right, I'm going to put my agenda aside for a minute, and I'm going to put myself in the shoes of the person that I'm trying to help. And my pastor says all the time, the right thing at the wrong time is the wrong thing. And we just need to slow it down and not be so arrogant that just because we have the right information, that gives us a get-out-of-jail-free card to just do whatever, whenever we want.
I want to ask you, Kim, about the connection between communication and leadership. Obviously, much of leadership is communication, whether it's leadership in an organization or leadership in a small group or even in a family. And one of the things I wrote down that you said is you don't need a title to be a leader, by which I take you to mean that there needs to be a whole lot of people who invest themselves in the task of communicating. Is that basically what you're driving at? And could you flesh that out?
That's part of it. I probably imagine there's several facets to that statement that I could go down a road. But one of it is, yeah, I mean, the truth is every single person in your church, paid or unpaid, every single person in your organization, they're brand handlers. They all handle the brand. They all communicate from the way they dress to the way they speak to the way they act in the parking lot. Your facility communicates. Your desk communicates. Everything communicates. And so if you don't have a shared definition of what the win is, then nobody has any motivation to handle the brand delicately, and you end up manhandling it. And it's just this carnival-style circus atmospheres, you know. So that's one component of it. Another component of it is I watch individuals too quickly throw up their hands and say, well, I can't do anything about it. I'm not in charge. And I'll tell you, the people that don't have titles or don't have power have the most opportunity to influence change just by example, by leading and model it with questioning, asking questions, learning how to leverage relational trust to take steps in the right direction. And you don't need a title to influence change or help shape communications. It all starts with individual motives and a humility of spirit, willing to learn, willing to personalize messages rather than just push it.
Boy, that's a good phrase, a humility of spirit in the area of communication, because that'll go a long ways in just getting people to understand each other and listen to messages and craft good messages. One of the things that I've observed, Kim, and I think you touch on it, is that communication is a never-ending task. In fact, you have a quote from George Bernard Shaw in the book, which says, "The problem with communication is the illusion that it has been accomplished." Why did you quote that? What do you mean by that?
That goes back to the beginning, where we ignorantly sometimes think, okay, when I publish a piece or I send that letter or I print that brochure and I mail it, then I have communicated. And you haven't communicated anything. You've just printed something. Communication actually is a two-way street, and it actually evokes a response from someone. So if it's not interactive and it's not two-way, or it doesn't result in someone responding in some way, then it's not communication. I use the example, I was a handful in elementary school. I just didn't think like everybody else, and my mind was racing, and I could not thrive in a lecture, sit still, conform type environment. And so for years, I would frustrate teachers. I would speak out of turn, and I would get up out of my seat, and I was just pretty much a disruption. And every single report card that came home, every teacher said the same thing. You know, Kim is disruptive. She has a terrible attitude. She's frustrating the other students. She knows what she needs to do, and she's not doing it. Kim's not listening. They all said the same thing. Well, I'll tell you what, for 6 years, my behavior didn't change. It needed to. These teachers were right, but they weren't communicating because nothing was changing. Until sixth grade, there was a teacher that came at it from a different way. And instead of pointing out everything that was wrong, she sent a note home and said, "There's a special place within me for Kim. She's got the gift of gab, and I know we will be proud of her when she decides it's time to get serious." Everything changed after that. Up until then, how many grading periods? You've got four grading periods for 5 years. You know, so there's 20 different messages minimum. I'm just talking about when the report cards are sent home. I'm not even talking about the in-between parent-teacher conferences. Just think about those messages over and over and over again. Nothing changed. That teacher basically said the same thing in a different way. And it's the first time I was ever motivated to do better. And it turned around.
You're listening to Faith Conversations today. My guest is Kim Meyer, who is a communications director at Granger Community Church, but has worked in communications in other organizations as well. The name of her book is Less Clutter, Less Noise, and you can get more information at kimmeyer.com. Kim, I have time for just one or two more questions. I wonder, as a professional communicator, when do you, at the end of the day, say, "I did my job pretty well today," or "on that particular project, that's the way it should be done"?
That's interesting. I probably could answer that several different ways, but I'm just going to go with what came to my mind immediately. And I will tell you that as a communicator, at the end of the day, I have done my job if I have learned something new. The worst thing we can do as communicators, whether we are in charge of communicating or whether we are in charge of helping protect the message or whatever, it's that we have just a wide-eyed curiosity, that we don't go through life acting like we have all the answers, because to be a good communicator or for effective communications, you have to be a constant student of people, constant, hyper-aware of everything around you. So that's how I would answer that. Did I go home at the end of the day? Did I learn something new about someone or something in society? Then I've done my job. When it comes to projects, I would define a successful project as one I did not do by myself, that it involved other people, and I could measure the success not in a pat myself on the back glossy piece, but in a, this brought together a team, this evoked a response somewhere. So that's how I would answer that two questions.
Boy, I think that's a great note to end on, Kim, because I think what you're reminding us of is not only that communication is a two-way street, but ultimately, certainly in a ministry context, the whole purpose of communication is to impart life to people, and the only way that's going to happen is if we're listening as well as talking. So listen, we want to thank you for writing the book, Less Clutter, Less Noise. And again, Kem's website is kemmeyer.com, spelled M-E-Y-E-R. I encourage you to look at it and to read her book. Thank you, Kem, for talking to us today.
Okay, thanks, Mel. Have a great day.